You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our Friday financial update on this Friday. As always, we welcome Brian Cochran onto the broadcast. Brian, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Well, Brian, as you and I both know, and, you know, for several years, gambling is a thing everywhere. But, the, you know, especially here in New Mexico, you know, you go down I-25 or I-40, and you are going to find casinos kind of galore. I mean, there's a lot of casinos in New Mexico, a lot of sports betting, a lot of table games. And you know, when it comes to investing, it is something that comes up, and there are ways to be very, very careful, very select about how you're investing, so you're not contributing to the dangers found in gambling that, you know, we've all seen across the state. And you know, I bring up the casinos, but you know, there's the lottery. There's all kinds of ways people are doing it, and there is certainly danger that comes with it, and it is something that investors and financial planners and people like yourself are very tuned into, and making sure they do what they can to protect the people they serve.
Yeah, and today we're not going to talk, Steve, about judging people who buy a lottery ticket here and there, or, you know, bring $100 to a blackjack table once every year or two. Like, that's, when we're talking about gambling today, it's not in the context of judging people for gambling, but more about, from the investment perspective, as you positioned, you know, how do we view that? Because it's one thing to gamble every once in a while, and you can have your own sort of theological conversation about whether that's sinful or not. But what we do know is that the companies that profit from gambling are directly profiting from, you know, potentially addictive behaviors, and sort of the worse off their customer is, the better off the company is. And that falls under that umbrella of what we consider biblically responsible investing, or BRI, where we try to screen out companies, or so we don't invest and participate and own shares in companies where, you know, their business model is purely counterproductive or harmful to their customers. And those include gambling, alcohol, tobacco, abortion, and pornography. So those are areas that we avoid, and because of the harm that the business model causes.
So for those that are investing and talking to a financial planner, what are some of the questions to ask about biblical responsible investing, and some of the options that are available, and just things to consider?
Yeah. So if you're already working with a professional advisor or investment advisor, a couple of good questions to ask is, do my current investments have any values-based or faith-based screens? And just leave it at that. Don't just ask that question and see if there's anything happening today. And if they say no, say, is that something we could discuss? And then you can talk about your own values and whether you want them reflected in your investments. Because keep in mind, Stephen, we talk about stocks. People forget this. People think about stocks almost like gambling sometimes, but stocks are ownership. So when you buy stocks in a company that profits from gambling, you own a share in that company. You are a part owner of that entity. And so you are now a participant and a beneficiary of whatever those practices are. So if you own Apple stock, you are a beneficiary of people buying iPhones and iPads and computers. If you own Amazon stock, you know, you're benefiting from their cloud computing platforms and their sales of everything that is on my front porch every day. So, you know, you're a participant. And so you are, I think as an investor, you are not just, you know, you're not just offered the opportunity to choose how you invest. I think as a steward of God's resources, as believers, we are obligated to understand what we own. What are we participating in, and what profits are we benefiting from? And if you frame it that way, I think it's a worthwhile question to ask. And if you're doing your own investments, you might ask the same question of the investments you've chosen for yourself.
Yeah. You know, I want to share recently. I mean, I moved a good portion of what I was investing in to a biblically responsible investment fund. And in doing so, Brian, I didn't know how it would perform. You know, I sought some counsel on, what are different options, what might be, because I think as, you know, balancing the whole, being a good steward, financially of what I am investing. But then also, as you mentioned, being aware of what am I owning? And I will tell you as an investor, I wanted it to do well, but I also had a piece of, you know, if it does as well or not as well, but not terrible, having a clear conscience about, you know, what I was investing in and, like you mentioned, owning. Do you want to speak to that at all? I mean, it was kind of a balance of stewardship and clear conscience.
Yeah, I think one of the mistakes people have made in this space in the past, Steve, is they assume that investing in a biblically responsible way by screening out certain themes, the ones we discussed, that they're automatically going to get a lesser return, and that's not necessarily the case. So some people think that they're accepting some sort of a trade-off between, you know, do I want my values represented or do I want good returns? And I don't think that's necessarily the case. I don't think that's a true trade-off you have to accept. I think you can get positive outcomes while still representing your values. I think the bigger issue here is a lot of people don't realize that there are fund companies like the one you reference, Steve, where they offer investment solutions, mutual funds, ETFs, where you can, you know, basically turn over the day-to-day management to a professional manager through a fund and have them implement those screens in the fund. You know, that's already built into how they build their process. So it's not an either or. You don't have to choose between good returns or competitive returns, I should say, and good values. I think you can have both, and that's a pretty exciting opportunity. And I would note that that space of biblically responsible investing is growing rapidly in the last few years, especially. So there's more and more options all the time, and stock funds and bond funds and different solutions available out there at very reasonable costs for the fund's operations and with good outcomes.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, there's those people who, quite honestly, they could care less whether it's, you know, a morally responsible investment. I'm speaking of those who probably, you know, don't have the same ideology that I might have or we might have. But another thing to be said is it's another option when you're considering diversification of your portfolio. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that's part of what's been encouraging for us, Steve, is when I first got into the biblically responsible investing world, maybe 15 years ago, there were funds available, but there weren't enough that you felt like you really had a broad range of choices and you could diversify well. And it's just gotten to be so great now, the list of options that I can be prudently investing at a good cost and broadly diversified portfolio and benefiting from these screens that emphasize companies that are doing well for their customers in the world and excluding the companies that might be harmful.
Now, we brought up, at the beginning of this, you know, just the idea of gambling in general. And we typically draw the listener to a tab that's found at johnmoore.com. It's a resource, a tool at no cost. I mean, it costs you whatever it costs you to get online and go to the website at johnmoore.com and click on Insights. Recently, one of your team posted something there you may want to let the listener know about.
Yeah, so we post blogs every month and a couple times a month. And there's one right there in the middle. If you scroll down on the Insights tab called The Dangers of Gambling, and it talks about this whole theme in greater depth. We also just posted another article about preparing for the loss of a spouse, which is a hard topic to discuss, but a very important one for anyone who's married. Just some basic principles, whether you're both in great health and there's no plans of anyone going anywhere, or if someone's maybe terminally ill and you know that you're preparing for losing a loved one, either way, there's steps you can take to be better prepared. So some good content there, of course, on top of our weekly podcast that we record every Monday.
Yeah. And I know, Brian, you and I spent quite some time, I think a full hour, sometime in the last year or two, on the topic of, you know, preparing for when someone in the family is going to graduate to eternity. And I'm going to assume a lot of that content is going to be found in what you put on that post on Insights. But a lot of things, including how important it is long before, you know, it's imminent that someone's going to head that way, that you have these conversations. I'm assuming some of that may be found there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lots of good content there. And then it's very searchable. So yeah, if there's any other topics of interest, feel free to visit that tab, and whether it's investing or giving or preparing the next generation for receiving wealth, there's just a whole variety of topics on the Insights page.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brian Cochran, again, giving us some great information to chew on through the week. Brian, appreciate your time, and hope our listeners will take the time to go to johnmoore.com on that invest or on the Insights tab. I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.